Hey, Blues fans, glad you made it. It's time for another episode of This Week in the Blues, our weekly take on blues history. So, I'm your host, Jimbo Big Train Madsen, with the blues band Big Train and the Locomotives. However, on stage, sometimes I'm also other characters. And so, people have been writing in, and so this week's episode is brought to you by Evan Elpis. Evan Elpis. You get it. Anyway, now let's take a look and see what happened this week in blues history.
Billie Holiday was born April 7th, 1915. Her vocal style pioneered a new way of manipulating phrasing and tempo. Often bored by the tired old Tin Pan Alley song she was forced to record early in her career, Holiday fooled around with the beat and the melody, phrasing behind the beat and often rejuvenating the standard melody with harmonies borrowed by her favorite horn player, Louis Armstrong. She often said she tried to sing like a horn. After a short prison sentence, she performed at a sold-out Carnegie Hall. Blues guitarist Louis Mr. Bo Collins was born April 7, 1932, in Indianola, Mississippi. Collins moved to Chicago in 1946 and by the early 50s had settled in Detroit. His musical apprenticeship began in the time-honored tradition with appearances at blues house parties, where he was often to be found in the company of Washboard Willie, John Lee Hooker, Boogie Woogie Red, Little Sonny, and many others. By the late 1950s, he had adopted the stage name Mr. Bo and used it on his first recordings. His fluent guitar playing was steady. His understated vocals are most noticeable on the original version of If Trouble Was Money, a song he co-wrote with his brother. Chicago blues guitarist Little Ed Williams was born April 8th in 1955. In childhood, Williams and his half-brother James Pookie Young learned the blues from their uncle, blues guitarist J.B. Hutto. In his 20s, Williams formed the band The Blues Imperials. Lil Ed and The Blues Imperials have been nominated for 8 Blues Music Awards as Band of the Year and have won that award twice. On a personal note, I've been lucky enough to see them twice and they are not to be missed. Lil Ed and his slide guitar work is just outstanding. In a Saturday Night Live skit on April 8, 2000, where Blue Oyster Cult is recording Don't Fear the Reaper, Christopher Walken demands more cowbell from Will Ferrell, who complies, and a catchphrase is born. Texas blues band Mance Lipscomb was born on April 9, 1895, near Navasota, Texas. As a youth, he took the name Mance, which is short for emancipation. His father had been born into slavery in Alabama. For most of his life, Lipscomb supported himself as a tenant farmer in Texas. His mother bought him a guitar, and he taught himself to play by watching and listening to others. He began playing the guitar at an early age and played regularly for years at local gatherings, mostly what he called Saturday night suppers. Delta blues guitarist and harmonica player Woodrow Adams was born April 9, 1917, in Chula, Mississippi. His most accomplished song was How Long. From an early age, he was taught the rudiments of playing the harmonica and guitar. He did not begin his recording career until the age of 35, when he was making a living as a tractor driver. On May 24, 1952, Adams, backed by the supporting group The Three B's, recorded Pretty Baby Blues at Sun Studios in Memphis. Roscoe Gordon, a pioneer of the Memphis style of blues, was born in Memphis, Tennessee on April 10, 1928. Gordon became friends with Johnny Ace, Bobby Bland, and B.B. King. In 1949, he won first place at an amateur show at the Palace Theater on Bill Street in 1950. MC of the show, Rufus Thomas, invited Gordon to play on his radio show at WDIA. Soon after, Gordon had his own show as well. He played piano in a style known as the Roscoe Rhythm, with the emphasis on the offbeat. This rhythmic technique influenced the early sound of ska and reggae. Chicago blues guitarist John Brim was born April 10th in 1922. He's best remembered as the man who wrote and recorded the song Ice Cream Man. Brim began playing guitar by studying the recordings of Big Bill Brunzi and Tampa Red, and moved to Chicago in 1947. His wife Grace was also a talented musician, playing drums and harmonica. Brim recorded for several labels, including Chess Records. Ice Cream Man was recorded in 1953, but not released until 1969. Blues singer Shamika Copeland was born April 10, 1979. She is a daughter of Texas blues guitarist and singer Johnny Copeland. She began singing at an early age, and her first public performance was at the Cotton Club when she was about 10. She began to pursue a singing career in earnest at the age of 16. When her father's health began to decline, he took Shamika on tour as his opening act, which helped establish her name on the blues circuit. Copeland graduated in 1997 from Teaneck High School in Teaneck, New Jersey. Chicago blues guitarist John Granderson was born April 11, 1913 in Ellendale, Tennessee. Granderson left home when he was in his teens, moving to Chicago in 1928, and did some work with Sonny Boy Williamson, the first one, not the second one. He turned to music full-time in the 1960s and can often be found on Chicago's Maxwell Street in the company of Big John Wrencher, in the clubs with Robert Nighthawk, and also as a member of the Chicago String Band. Chicago blues guitarist Luther Johnson was born April 11, 1939, in the Mississippi town of Itabena. Johnson performed under the name Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson. And for a point of clarification, he's not to be confused with Luther Georgia Boy Johnson, Luther House Rocker Johnson, or Lonnie Guitar Jr. Brooks. I think that maybe, just maybe, people with the name Luther Johnson or Guitar Jr. are a little too popular in blues circles and ought to consider rebranding. I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, now the Johnson we're talking about moved to Chicago with his family in 1955. During the 1960s, he performed with Magic Sam. He also performed in Muddy Waters Band from 1972 to 1980. The original house rocker himself, Chicago blues guitarist Hound Dog Taylor, was born April 12, 1915. Some sources say 1917. We do know he was born in Natchez, Mississippi. He first played the piano and began playing the guitar when he was 20. He moved to Chicago in 1942. Taylor had a condition known as polydactylism, which resulted in him having six fingers on both hands. As is usual with the condition, the extra digits were just rudimentary nubbins that really could not be moved. Now, one night, while drunk, he cut off the extra digit on his right hand using a straight razor. Yep, he sure did. Guess he's the Van Gogh of the blues. Chicago blues singer James Shaky Jake Harris was born April 12, 1921 in Earl, Arkansas. His family relocated to Chicago when he was seven. He played in several Chicago blues ensembles in the late 1940s. He also worked as a mechanic and as a professional gambler. His nickname came from the dice player's expression of shake 'em. His debut recording was the single Call Me If You Need Me, backed by Roll Your Money Maker, released in 1958. They featured his nephew, Magic Sam, and Syl Johnson on guitars, and was produced by Willie Dixon. Throughout the 1960s, Harris and Magic Sam appeared regularly in concert together around Chicago. Well, blues fans, we just covered some of the highlights here. Now, if you want to know more about these artists or other things that happened this week in the blues, be sure to follow our social media pages or visit our website at bigtrainblues.com. Now, we'll have a brand new episode next week. So, we'll see you then.